With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court will decide whether Donald Trump can be kept off the 2024 presidential ballot. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The justices agreed to take a Colorado case, inserting themselves in the presidential campaign. The move came after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled that Trump should not be on the Republican primary ballot, declaring him ineligible for his role in the January 6th riot 3 years ago. With arguments to be heard next month, the nation's highest court will consider for the first time the meaning and reach of the Constitution's insurrection clause. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court will also allow Idaho to enforce its strict abortion ban, even in medical emergencies, while a legal fight continues. The justices on Friday said they would hear arguments in the case in April and put on hold the lower court ruling that had blocked the Idaho law on hospital emergencies based on a lawsuit filed by the Biden administration. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on some severe weather expected in some places.
If you live in the Northeast, get ready. You may see some fierce weather this weekend. Ice, snow, wind, heavy rain in places. Meanwhile, from the Pacific Northwest into parts of the central U.S., a wintry mix will make travel dangerous through today, say forecasters.
That heavy rain-snow mix may affect the mid-Atlantic states like the Carolinas and Virginia from late this evening into tomorrow. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake has shaken a wide area of Southern California. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck at 10:55 a.m. Friday and was centered about a mile northwest of Lytle Creek in mountains about 45 miles east of downtown Los Angeles, known as Cajon Pass. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 25 points, the Nasdaq rose 13. This is SRN News. Another U.S. school faces an anti-Semitism investigation.
This time it's George Mason University, Virginia's largest public research school sitting just outside Washington, D.C. Federal investigators are looking into allegations that GMU has violated the rights of Jewish students. Harvard, Stanford, and several other institutions are under scrutiny since they hosted pro-Palestinian rallies in the wake of the October Hamas attack on Israel. Some of those protests included anti-Semitic activities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis is doubling down on his decision to allow Catholic priests to bless same-sex civil unions. The Vatican released a five-page statement insisting there is nothing heretical in the Pope's decision. Numerous Catholic bishops in Africa and Europe have rejected the blessing ceremonies, vowing not to implement the new policy in their jurisdictions. Zambia's bishops' conference say gay blessings will not be allowed in the country. This is SRN News. Russia defends territory against a Ukraine drone attack. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia says its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea and southern Russia as Kyiv presses its strategy of targeting the Moscow-annexed peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in Sevastopol, the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern Krasnodar region. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking them from Iran for use in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global supermarket chain Carrefour will stop selling PepsiCo products in its stores in France, Belgium, Spain, and Italy over price increases for popular items like Lay's potato chips. More details at srnnews.com.